Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a huge vulnerability in Next.js. It's a fascinating authorization bypass in middleware.
Middleware bypass? Sounds serious. So how does this whole thing work?
Well, middleware functions inspect requests, right? They check headers, authorization, all that, to decide if a request should proceed. This vulnerability exploits a header called X-Middleware subrequest.
Hold on. X-Middleware subrequest? What's that even for?
Good question. It's used internally by Next.js. See, if middleware needs to make its own API call, it sets this header to avoid infinite recursion. Basically, it's a way to tell Next.js, hey, this request is from me. Don't process it through the whole middleware chain again.
I see. Interesting. So, the vulnerability is that anyone can set this header?
Exactly. By simply adding X-Middleware subrequest true to a request, you can bypass any authorization checks happening within middleware. Crazy, right?
That does sound pretty bad. How did they fix it?
They implemented a subrequest ID, like a secret key. Now, legitimate internal requests include this ID. External requests faking the X-Middleware subrequest header won't have this ID, and thus get dropped. Clever, huh?
Got it. So a secret handshake of sorts. But it's kind of shocking this existed for so long.
Yeah. The scary part is how simple the exploit is. A single header in a curl request. It highlights the importance of scrutinizing every part of the system, even seemingly internal mechanisms.
Absolutely. This reminds me of other vulnerabilities where internal functionalities get exposed and exploited.
Precisely. And it's not just theoretical. Think about all the servers potentially affected by this, all because of a single header.
It's definitely a good reminder to keep your software updated. So patching to version 15.2.3 or 14.4.25 fixes the issue?
Yep. Or you can manually add a check in your middleware to drop requests with that header if you're unable to update right away.
Good to know. Thanks for breaking this down. Any final thoughts?
Stay vigilant. Update your Next.js apps. And remember, security is a continuous process. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll catch you in the next one. Bye-bye.
Dubai.